WFM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Am I more than you bargained for yet? Tiger Woods going down swinging. I'll be your number one with the bullet. A loaded gun, your black cock and pull it. We're going down, down. Cock it and pull it, we're going down.
No, it's not Loaded Gun Complex, in case you're wondering. That's one of the most misunderstood lyrics ever, I think. Fall Out Boy at 105.7 CFW with Jay after 6 o'clock. Loving this weather. What about you?
Fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Another one bites the dust. another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey, gonna get you too. Another one bites the dust.
Summer hikes at Mount Sinai and floating down the Chippewa River Water Trail. 105.7. The summer seemed to last forever. CFW.
Push it good. Push it. Push it real.
Hey, in October, it's going to be a big event for Foreigner as they are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2024. A long time coming and well-deserved. Here's Cold as Ice at CFW.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
She's and I'll turn right back around. Give me one reason to stay here, and I'll turn right back around. Said I don't wanna leave you lonely. You gotta make me change my mind.
So a group of friends from college, a group of females that used to come hang out at the fraternity house that I was in, really good friends of mine at the time. We haven't been real super close since then, but we do chat from time to time on Facebook. One of them posted a picture from back in 1996. They were all together, and one of them commented how we were babies back then. Oh, I can't believe we looked that young. And I thought to myself, you guys look exactly like how I remember you. And I mentioned, we haven't aged a day since. They all thought it was funny.
I can't fight this feeling any longer. And yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show. Myself that I can't hold out forever.
place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
In the world hit notes like that, like Mariah Carey used to? I can't imagine she still can at this point, but maybe. It was always one of the most impressive things about Mariah. Emotions 105.7 CFW. A look at your forecast update coming up in a moment. How much longer can weather perfection stick with us? We'll find out. I'm sure we're due for some more rain at any point, right? Journey now at CFW.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
Jason Bennett's speech therapy in Chippewa Falls reminds you, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment and courage keep our country safe and strong. Honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those serving today. This from Jason Bennett Speech Therapy in Chippewa Falls. Call 715-861-3256 or visit ChippewaSLP.com. God bless the USA.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Northern Wisconsin State Fair officials have released the official attendance numbers from this year's event, which saw a notable decrease. According to a WEAU report, attendance at the fair dropped this year by about 10% from 123,000 last year to 110,000 this year. Officials say the high heat and overall local economy may have played a role in keeping families away from the fair this year, but attendance at their main stage events was more in line with their expectations. The city of Menominee will soon allow residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs on city roads. On Monday, the city council approved the proposal, making it more convenient for riders to use their vehicles without having to put them on a trailer to take them to one of the three trails in town. City officials expect the ordinance to get its final approval in early August, and when approved, riders should be allowed to use the streets beginning in early October. A map of the roads that are not included in the change can be found online. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cooler tonight, lows in the low 50s. Sunshine and pleasant again tomorrow, highs upper 70s. And more sun Friday, high near 80. Temperatures continue to warm into the weekend with some slight chances for showers and storms. Highs upper 70s to 80. It's 69 degrees right now. CFW.
Everyone must stand alone. I hear you call.
stay close. Tony Lorino is coming up next with Throwback Nation Radio here at 105.7 CFW. I invite you to join me again tomorrow afternoon. I'll catch you right after 3 o'clock. It's CFW.
It was 1989. My thoughts were short. My hair was long. Caught somewhere between a boy and man. She was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan. Splashing through the sandbar, talking by the campfire. It's the simple things in life. Shined upon her head. And we were trying different things. And we were smoking funny things. Making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle. Not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sun. We couldn't wait for night to come to hit that sand and play some rock and roll. While we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song. Sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow. Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sometimes I hear that song and I'll start to sing along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I'd like to see that girl again. Hey.
And we were trying different things and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite songs, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long. Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
CFW.